This podcast is a ministry of Oriel Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.orielchristianassembly.org.
Amen. Praise God. So I'm going to ask you to turn with me to Psalm 56, and that's where we'll be our main text this morning. Psalm 56. How many enjoy the book of Psalms? Amen. I've told you this before. I think you should read a proverb a day, and you should read at least a psalm a day. Besides reading some things in the New Testament, you should really kind of spread your Bible reading. But a proverb and a psalm a day will do you good. Amen. And you'll be blessed. I enjoy the book of Psalms, David's writings, and others who wrote the book of Psalms. Tremendous book. And I've been reading a proverb and a psalm a day for years. And that's what blesses me when I read, do my Bible reading, besides whatever else I may be reading in the Bible. So you need to do that to be blessed every day. But this psalm has to do with David. And in this psalm, he complains about his enemies. Okay. David complains about his enemies. And sometimes we tend to do that. We complain to God about what we're going through, or we murmur. You know, we do different things. And even great men in the Bible did that. And you're going to see that today. We're not going to go through this whole psalm. We're only going to go through a portion of it. But even in David's complaining, he really says some things that I believe will minister to you today and me, and will encourage you that God is there for us. He really is on our side today, and he really wants to bless us, regardless of what we're going through in life's struggles and life situations. So let me pray with you today before we begin to read. Lord, we again thank you for this day. We thank you for your people that are here. Who have their ears open, their hearts open to receive what the Spirit of the Lord would say to us today. So God, we ask your word would go forth and it would just minister to us today, encourage us and strengthen us. Let your anointing and your power be on this word, we ask. In Jesus' name, and everyone said, Amen. I want to read with you from verses 8 to 13 of Psalm 56. And my title before I begin is a simple title, but it's so important today. It's going to be my theme, is that God is for me. Amen? I'm going to say that again. God is for me. Praise God. I want you to say that with me. God is for me. How many believe that today? And he really is. God is, and take that personally today. For me, Pastor Rich, I know, I have to know today, God is for me. He's not against me. And you in your life need to know that today. There's going to be a couple main things today in this message. But the first one is this, that God is for me. Okay? That must be a fact that you know, that you live your life these days knowing, you know what? Whatever happens, whatever's going on, whatever situations I get involved in, things I may struggle with, regardless, God is for me today. Isn't that a good thing? Amen? You need to know that today. Praise God. And David needed to know that. How many know David went through many things in the Old Testament as the king? Right? He had many battles to go through and situations he had to deal with. And David was human just like me and you today. He struggled at times like we struggle at times. We have difficult times. But God knew some basic principles that always kept him and made him victorious in his life. But you'll be interested in some of the things that David says. We're going to read verse 8 of Matthew 56. Let's go there. Verse 8. It says, Thou tellest my wanderings, put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? David is saying here, and I'll read it from the Amplified Bible, You number and record my wanderings. That's the first statement he makes here in verse 8. He says, you know what, Lord? you know all my wanderings. Okay? I like the Amplified. It says, not only do you record them, you number them. How many knows today that the Lord knows what we're going through? Amen? And sometimes we sometimes wander a little bit from God. Sometimes we're not in the perfect place that we should be with God. Sometimes God is always there. He told us in His Word, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. But sometimes when we're going through things, we feel like He's not there. But He always is there. It's us sometimes that wander. And David is saying here, you know what? You know all my wanderings today. Amen? You know all the times I've kind of drifted a little bit and I came back. Maybe drifted a lot and came back a lot. David says, you know what I'm going through. You know where I'm at even today. You know my wanderings, he says. He says then, put my tears in your bottle. I thought that was an interesting statement here he makes. He says, put my tears in your bottle. Are they not in your book, Lord? Meaning, Lord, you see my tears, right? Lord, you see what I'm going through right now. Lord, you know that at times I've been crying. Has anybody ever cried here before? How many know it's not a bad thing to cry before God? Amen? And men too. Let me say that. It's okay for men to cry before God. Amen? And David was saying here, you know what, Lord? Make sure you put my tears in your bottle. And really, I think what he was trying to say is, Lord, I know you're watching me. Amen? Lord, I know you see me. Lord, I know that you know what I'm going through and the tears that I've been shedding. Lord, you see my tears. Make sure they get in the book, praise God. Make sure that you record them. Make sure, Lord, that you see where I'm at today in my life. Oh, Lord. I just think about us individually and as a church, what have you. You know, if you look back on your life, and all of us can do that individually here for a moment, you know, how many times have you wandered from God? Or how many times have you wandered from His will? I can't answer that for you. I can only look at my life and see where I've been and what I've done. But God says here that He sees and He records what we're going through. You know, I need to ask this in the beginning here. Do you feel you're in a place of wandering today? Do you feel that you don't know where you're at? Do you feel that you're maybe not in the perfect will of God? I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, but you need to know that today if that's the case. Do you feel like David did maybe here, that you're not really sure where you're going or where you're at, and you need God to really come in and bring some order in your life? That's important today, okay? Maybe you feel that you're a little bit confused today. Okay, that's not what God wants. Maybe you're just not sure of your place in God today. That could be somebody here today, okay? So this can relate to us today. Maybe you don't know or you're not sure of where you should be in your life today. Maybe you're not sure of the job you have today, that this is really where you're supposed to be, okay? You may have many questions before God. You may feel that you're just not where you need to be, all right? And God knows that today if that's you. That's why I believe He's given me this message to bring, to help you to maybe get to the place that God wants you to be. Maybe some of us have been crying lately. Okay? Have you been crying lately? I don't know. And how many know today, when you cry, you shed tears, but sometimes you may not even shed tears, but in your heart, in your spirit, you're grieving. Amen? You can cry inside, okay, is what I'm saying. It doesn't have to be where it's all physical and it comes out. Even though that's a good thing, God wants you to release those tears. If you have tears and you need to release them, you know what? God brings healing when we cry. How many experienced that before? I mean, I can look back in my life, some of the times that God was working some beautiful things and I began to just have tears before God. Those were special times. Amen? And I enjoy those times that I feel God so near to me. He's so close to me in those quiet times, in those times that I grieve before Him or really get close to God. And I shed tears sometimes. Nothing wrong with that. God wants that. So if you've been crying, you're in the same place David was here. Okay? God is recording that also. All right? Everything we do, God records it in heaven. He sees. He knows where we're at. He sees when you cry, and he takes a record of that. And I believe David was saying, please, Lord, watch where I'm at today. Look where I'm at, Lord. See that I've had some difficult times, and I'm asking you to make sure that you take notice of my tears. Because sometimes we feel when we're crying before God or we're in a difficult place, sometimes we think God's not watching. How many know what I'm talking about? Sometimes you're going through stuff and you're saying, why, Lord? And how long, Lord? And it may just seem like God is not there and He's not listening, but He really is. How many know that today? He really is there. It's just sometimes He allows us to go through things. He even allows us to wander sometimes. He allows us to even go real far sometimes. Because how many know God wants us to serve Him today out of our own will? Amen? We're not robots here today. Amen? God didn't mechanically make you and set you up inside that, you know, place that He could say, on Sunday, you automatically will go to church at 10 o'clock. How many know that's not the case? God has given us a free will every day. And He wants us out of our spirit and out of our love for Him to just come to be with the flock and be in the presence of God to praise and worship Him. But again, God is seeing, He's numbering, and He's recording all that we're going through. And David is saying here, Lord, make sure you're watching me because I have tears right now. And I want you to put those tears in a bottle and in your book. Now look at what he continues to say in verse 9. He says, when I cry unto thee, then shall my enemies turn back. And then here's the key verse. He says, this I know, for God is for me. When I read that this week, it just did something for me. Amen? And I'm praying it does something for you today. That David said, you know what? When I cry to you, Lord, you know what? Then my enemies turn back. Do you know that today, church? David had enemies. And when he sought God and he cried before God, he said, Lord, when I do that, I know you hear me. Amen? How many know when you cry before God or you pour out your heart before God, He's hearing you. Amen? And David said, not only do you hear me, but you know what? You turn back my enemies. Hallelujah. When you cry before God and you seek God and you get in that place you need to be and you pour out your heart before God, He will turn back your enemies. Hallelujah. How many know that today? How many have experienced that today? Amen? So David was in a place before God and what's so powerful is that, you know what, when I'm in a hard place, Lord, I'm just paraphrasing now what he was saying in verse 9. He says, when I'm in a hard place, when I'm being attacked by the enemy, I know, Lord, when I cry out before you, you're going to hear me. Hallelujah. And why do I know that? Because he says here in the last part of verse 9, this I know, for God is for me. David said, I know this, Lord, even though I may be crying before you and I may be going through a rough time, I'm in a rough place. This I know, you are for me. Hallelujah. I ask you today, church, do you know that? Amen? Without a shadow of a doubt, that regardless of what's going all around you, you know, the world keeps ticking. Amen? Every day when you go to sleep, you wake up in the morning, the world is still going around. Amen? Things are still happening, you know. One, we got wars on this side of the world. You know, we got peace at this side of the world. Things are always happening. Amen? But with all that going on, as David said, you have to know this today, that God is for me. Amen? God is for you today. Hallelujah. God is for us today. Let me make it plural. God is for Oriel today. Amen? That's comforting to me. Amen? That blesses my heart to know God is for me. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. That is powerful today. Hallelujah. God hears when you cry. He intervenes on your behalf. Praise God. I want to read you a scripture here, and it's just in the book of Psalms, in Psalm 34, 6. This is David speaking again about himself. This was King David, but in Psalm 34, 6, listen to what David says. He said, "This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles." Hallelujah. Let me read that again. Look at how he refers himself to. This is David, King David. He says, "This poor man." He's talking about himself. He felt like a poor man at this point in his life. He said, "This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him," amen, "and saved him out of all his troubles." Anybody got any troubles today? God said, you know what? David said, "He heard me. When I cried, he heard me, and he saved me out of some of my troubles." Is that what it said? No, he said, "Out of all my troubles, God heard me and saved me." You can have that confidence today. We need to know that in our hearts today, that God is for me. Oh, hallelujah. God will save you. Amen. He saved David out of his troubles. He'll save us today out of our troubles if we believe and we trust, okay? It's not just something we say flippantly today, but it must be a one-on-one relationship with God. You must trust Him. You must depend on Him. You must know these things today. The key note today is, I know this. God is for me, regardless what is happening in my life. Oh, God, hallelujah. You need to know this today. I want to say something here. We were at a service. One of my workers at the job, one of the agents that works for me, he has a home church in Chicago. And he had invited us to go there. It was like a New Year's Eve service, but it was right around New Year's Eve. They had a special prophet came in, and they were having services all week. So we went there one night, and a pastor was ministering there, actually that night. They had different ones, but a pastor was there. He was from, I believe, Wisconsin, okay, or Minnesota. It was one of the two. And he was preaching a message, and this is what he said. This stuck with me, and I never forget it because it's so true, and I want to say it to you. To me, it's a famous quote from him because it has so much truth, but this is what he said. He said, everybody wants to win. How many know that today? Will you agree with me on that? Everybody in life, everybody who's in this place today, wants to win, okay? Meaning, you want to be successful, you want to be blessed in your life. Everybody, if you don't feel that way, something's wrong for you. We'll pray for you after the service, amen? But I know that's not the case, amen? Everybody wants to win, okay? But this is the part that stuck to me, what he said. He said, everybody wants to win, but not everybody wants you to win. Hello? Let me say that again. Everybody wants to win, but everybody doesn't want you to win. Ooh, it got quiet in here. Amen. How many know that's the truth today? Not everybody is for you today. It's just the truth, okay? Not everybody is that concerned about you today that they want you to be as successful as they are, okay? That should not be the case here. In our church, amen, everybody wants to win here, and everybody should want you to win here. Amen? If that ain't the case, we got to do more prayer, right? Amen? But that's something you need to realize today. Everybody's not for you. Especially the world, okay? When you label yourself, I'm a born-again Christian, I'm spirit-filled, I love God, I serve God, I go to church. You know what? Right there, you've just divided people that are going to come in your life. Oh, you're too quiet here today. Where's my bell? Praise God. I need my bell here today. Amen. We got to make sure we bring my bell up. I miss it. Amen. But that's the case today, okay? I know people at work, you know, I work every day like you do. Not everybody's for me at work. All right? I just know it. I can see it. Some people don't hide it, right? They'll let you know it. You know what? I don't like you. That's some people, okay? So we got to understand that today in life that not everybody is for you. Not everybody wants you particularly to be a winner. But how many know God does? Amen? God does today. Amen? And you need to know it, that regardless that people may not be for you, people may not like you, they may not like what you like today, they may not respect what you respect, it doesn't matter. That's just life today. But what is important is the fact that you need to know God is for me today. Amen? God is for me. Hallelujah. God is for me today. You need to know this and it needs to be planted in your heart today that you know that. Regardless, God is for me today. We need to digest this for a moment, okay? I want you to turn with me to Romans chapter 8 for just a few minutes here. Because we read in this chapter some truths about what we've shared about, but also some other things that we need to be reminded of today that are principles and are important facts in our life that we need to know. Ooh, thank you, honey. It's back. Amen. Praise the Lord. How many know we got to have fun in church? Amen? We got to have some fun. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sometimes we get too serious. Amen? But in Romans 8, I want to read verses 28 to 31. You know these verses, okay? But they're so important that we have them operating in our life, okay? There's, again, a couple principles here we want to look at. Verse 28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God." Hallelujah. "To them who are the called according to His purpose." Amen? This is another thing you must know today in your Christian walk, that you know what? Whatever is going on, those things that we read about here, it says you need to know this today, that all those things work together for good, not for evil, right? He said for good here, but it's to them that love God and to them who are the called according to His purpose. Amen? How many love God today? So this is you, right? And not only do you love God, but you are the ones who are called to His purpose. Another word there is to His design. God's purpose and design for your life. God has a purpose for every one of us here at Oriel today. God has a perfect design. Another word is plan for you today. Amen? And everyone is different because God has made us all different. But we can be united here today. But God wants you to know everything works for good if you let it. Okay? The key is here is how is our attitude when we go through these things? Amen? Do we realize, you know what, God, maybe you're trying to do something in my life. Maybe you're trying to show me something new. Maybe you're trying to get the kinks out of my life, right? So we need to know that everything will work together for good as long as we love God and we're called to His purpose today. That is something that is a principle you must live your Christian life by. Okay? I like the Amplified Bible. It says that not only do all things work together for good, but they're fitting into a plan. Every one of us, God has a plan for us today. Amen? How many know if you don't have a plan, you don't know where you're going? Amen? And you won't know when you get there. Praise God. You got to have a plan. Well, our God has a plan for us, all right? He has a purpose and a design for us. He has a covenant for us to walk in. That's the New Testament now. All right? It's beautiful. This is for us. Look at what he says, verse 29. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. This is us he's talking about here. To be conformed to what? The image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. This is us he's talking about here. God has predestinated us and called us. He's conformed us to the Son of God, to his image. Verse 30. He says, moreover, whom he did predestinate, he predestinated us. Them he also called. We have been called by God. Hallelujah. And whom he called, them he also justified. Oh God. How many know you're justified in the Lord today? Amen. Not in yourself. You know, not because you're a part of this church. You're justified because of Jesus. Amen. That's what he's telling us here. And them he also glorified. Wow. This is part of God's plan for you. We're predestinated. We're called. Right? We're justified. We're glorified in Jesus today. Amen. I mean, we need to remember these things. Never forget these things that will help us throughout life situations we go through. And now look at verse 31. He says, what shall we then say to these things? So today, all of us may have some things going on. My question is, as the Lord is telling us here, what are we going to say to all these things today? This is what we need to say, what he says in verse 31. If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Did you get that? If God is for us, who can be against us? Amen? The key is, again, knowing God is for me today. Hallelujah. God loves me today. God wants me to win. Hallelujah. God wants me to be successful at work. Amen? God wants me to be the best employee of XYZ company. Amen? God knows that if you're the best, you know what? God will be glorified on your job because you do it on the glory. You do it for the glory of God what you do. Amen? So when you stand out amongst all those employees and you have a witness for Jesus and you testify about Jesus, you know what? God is glorified then. Amen? So God wants you to know today, all these things he says here in verse 31. What are we going to say to these things? See, that's the key, our attitude. What comes out of our mouth? What are we going to say? We need to say what God says. If God is for me, I can't go wrong today. Amen? I can't fail. Praise God. I will be successful because God is for me today. Oh, hallelujah. Are you thankful of that today? Amen? Aren't you happy that God is that way with us? Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to know this today. We need to live our life this way. That, you know what? It doesn't matter that others might be against us today. If God is for us, that's a majority here. Amen. If God's for me, he'll take care of those who are against me. God had to help David. David had to fight many battles as a king, right? And you know what? God always showed up for David. He'll do so the same for me and you today. He'll show up and he'll take care of the enemies on the right and on the left. But we got to know and trust and believe God's for me. There's many people today who are living their lives and don't believe God is for them. You know that. Amen? Many believe that when bad things happen and things go wrong, they blame God. Right? Maybe we were there someday. Maybe we were there at one point when you didn't know God like you know God today. Maybe when things went wrong and you had difficulty in your family and maybe somebody got sick, you blamed God. But you didn't know any better before. Now you do, right? But there's people who live their lives all the time and they blame God for everything. They blame God for the war if they don't blame George Bush, our president. Right? It's the truth, okay? And it's because people don't have a knowledge of God. They have not been in that place where they have been opened up to be revealed to the Spirit of God, like me and you. I mean, we must be so thankful today that we're saved. Never take that for granted, church, that God has opened your eyes, amen? That you understand what is Jesus and salvation all about today. Many people are going to hell this very moment because they don't know the grace of God like me and you today do. What a favor that is. What grace and favor that is, as we were talking about grace earlier. Amen. Man, who's going to be my foe if God's on my side? They're going to lose. If God's for me, those ones that come against me, God protects me today. Amen. And God will take care of my foes and my enemies. We have to be careful not to do what God needs to do. Sometimes we try to take care of the situation. Amen. We try to fight against the enemies, right? And then it gets worse. Then we really get in trouble. And God says, what did you do now? Amen. So, you know, sometimes we got to let go. We got to let go of situations and say, Lord, I can't do anything about it. You know, I release this situation. Lord, you see my tears. I know you've been watching me. Lord, help me. Intervene on my behalf. And He does. See, God is a gentleman. The Holy Spirit's a gentleman. He won't do anything unless you let Him today. You must be willing today. Amen. I want to read you another scripture in the book of Psalm. Psalm 118, verses 5 and 6. We're going to turn there quickly. Psalm 118, verse 5 and 6. Hallelujah. It says this, and this is a blessing. Again, you see where people are, where they're going through here. And this is exhortation in this chapter to praise God for His mercy, His grace. We always must have that spirit to praise God, whatever we're going through. But in Psalm 118, 5 and 6, it says, I called upon the Lord in distress. Anybody in distress today? I hope not. If you have stress, you need to release it to God today. Amen? We have something I say at work, don't be stressed, be blessed. Amen? But how many know that's what the devil tries to do? Tries to bring stress on us. Amen? But that's not what God wants. But here He's saying, Lord, I called upon You in distress. And the Lord answered me and set me in a large place. How many know when you're feeling distressed or stressed out, you feel like, Lord, you're at your wit's end, the Lord will hear you. The Lord will answer you. And not only will He hear you, but He'll do what He did here. He says, He'll set me in a large place. Another part of that, it doesn't say it here, but in the Amplified Bible it says, not only will He set me in a large place, but He'll also set me free. Amen? How many know that if you're feeling stressed today or in distress, you need God to set you free from that? Amen? It's hard to live life if you're full of stress. Amen? But that's the devil's work. He wants us to feel distressed about stuff. Oh, I can't handle it anymore, Lord. Oh, I can't do this anymore. You can do all things through Christ which strengthens you. Amen? See, what do you believe in? What the devil says or what God says? Who are we listening to? Devil's always talking over here, but God's always talking too. Amen? We got a choice. Who are we going to listen to today? Amen? But David said, you know what? I had to call on You. I was in distress, and Lord, You answered me. And not only did You answer me, but You set me free, and You set me in a large place. Meaning, God really answered him. Amen? God showed favor upon him. He brought increase to him. Amen? That's what he's saying here. In a large place, God set him. That means God showed His favor to him. How many like the favor of God today? I do. When God blesses me and opens up doors for me and puts me in a better place, that's the Lord working on my behalf. Amen? Look at verse 6. It's what we're saying here in this message. The Lord is on my side. Hallelujah. David knew it. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man or what can man do unto me today. Oh, hallelujah. I'm not going to fear, Lord. What can man do to me? Because You're on my side. God is on my side. So you know what? Doesn't matter what people may say or what people may want to do. God's on my side. I'm going to be victorious today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Regardless of what's happening around me. Amen. Let's go back to these last couple verses as we wrap up this message with you today. Hallelujah. Back to Psalm 56. Are you receiving something today? Amen. Hallelujah. You know, Sunday we went to this service. This Pentecostal preacher said this. He said, I'm the type of preacher, and I've said this to you here before, I need to hear amens, because the more you say amen, the quicker my message will end. He said, I may even finish in 10 minutes if you really agree with me. Rose liked that when she said, she pointed at me, she said, Pastor, see, you're only supposed to preach 10 minutes. I said, as long as you are amen into what I'm saying, amen. So today, the more you amen to what I'm saying, the quicker we'll get to lunch. That's a good thing. Amen? Oh, Lord. Amen. Verse 10. All right, we're ready to go. We're rolling now. In verse 10, he says, in God will I praise His word. In the Lord will I praise His word. You notice he repeats himself here. God, I'm going to thank you today. I'm going to praise you because of your word. Hallelujah. Is anyone with me on that today? Aren't you thankful you got the word of God today that gives you direction and guidance every day to let you know what? God says, I'm for you, not against you. I'm with you. David was saying, I thank you, Lord, for your word because it's a blessing to my life. Verse 11, in God have I put my trust. Oh, hallelujah. David knew it. He had to trust in God. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. There he goes again. See, if we're trusting in God, we're not going to be afraid of man. We're not going to be afraid of evil words that are said or what sometimes people do. We're secure in the Lord today. Amen. The word tells us that. So we got to be thankful like David was. He said it twice in verse 10. Lord, I praise you for your word. I will praise you for your word. Hallelujah. We must thank God for the word every day we have. We can read it. It's a blessing to us. It strengthens us. Amen. How many know that today people may fail us, right? But God won't. His word is truth today. His word will always give you direction in your life what to do in circumstances. His word will keep you today. Oh, hallelujah. I can depend on what the word says. I can trust on what the word says because it's God speaking to me. Amen. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Man may fail me, but God and His word won't fail me. That's a good thing today. Verse 12, Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto Thee. Hallelujah. You know, David's saying, you know what? I'm sold out before You. I have made vows, Lord, to You. I have committed my life, Lord, to You. Hallelujah. What You spoke, I've received it. The vows of the Word, what You have said in Your Word, I receive it for my life is what David says here. And again, I will praise You, Lord. Last Sunday night when we were at this meeting, this Pentecostal service, he talked about the sounds of Pentecost. And one of those was praise. Amen. You know, I don't know if you know it, but the enemy's trying to draw our praise out of here. I think you need to realize it. Amen. God is trying to attack us so we don't praise God anymore. But how many know when the going gets tough, we need to praise God more? Hallelujah. Oh, you're too quiet for me today. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. Praise God. When it gets tough, you don't give up. You begin to thank God more. Amen. You begin to praise God more. When the enemy fights, you got to fight too. Hallelujah. When it gets tough, you got to dig in and say, Lord, I'm ready for the battle. I'm here. I'm a soldier of the cross. Oh, hallelujah. I mean, God looks to us. Amen. When things get rough sometimes and we go through struggles, if we give up, how are we victorious today? Amen. We got the great victor, Jesus, in our life. Amen. He never lost. I preached about that recently. Jesus was tempted every which way. And you know what? The devil lost. And he'll lose in your life if you let God be first in your life. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. God wants us to praise Him. Amen? When we come here, you got to come focused. Lord, I'm coming to praise You. Hallelujah. I'm coming to hear your word. I'm coming to give you my life, Lord. I'm coming to be in your presence. When we do that, church, when you're focused, before you even get here, on the way here, you should be praying, maybe singing in your car. How many know you can't wait to get stirred up until the praise comes on here? You should be stirred up before you get here. Amen? Oh, nobody's amen, and you want this message to go longer today. Amen? I mean, you need to come here fired up. Hallelujah. You need to come here prayed up and watch what God does in our midst. Amen. Don't look to the pastor to get you excited. I will fail you. Amen. God will fire you up, but you need to get excited before you even come. You need to do your homework at home. Now I'm really going to start preaching here. Look out. We got to do our homework, not in church, but at home. I ain't getting no amens, Lord. You got to help me here today. Our homework. What do you mean, Pastor Rich? I'm finished with school. Are you? How many know life is continual? We continue to learn. Amen? But what I mean, you got to do your homework at home means you need to read your Bible at home. Amen? You need to read at home. You need to praise God at home. Amen? You need to intercede for Oriel, praise God, for your pastor and the first lady. Amen? You need to intercede for the leaders here. Everyone here, you need to do your homework at home. Because then when you get here, God shows up. Hallelujah. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God. Let me go on here. I know you're hungry. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 13. So David says in conclusion, he says, "For thou hast delivered my soul from death." Can anyone say that today? Have you been delivered from death? Amen? And here he's talking not only physically, because David's life was spared many times, but spiritually today, he was saying here, "You have delivered my soul from physical death and eternal death." Amen? I'm thankful for that to God. Amen? "You have delivered me, Lord." And he says, "Will not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living?" He says, "Lord, you've delivered me of death physically and spiritually. Won't you also, Lord, deliver my feet from falling?" Amen? How many know God wants you to walk that straight and narrow path in the Lord? God doesn't want you to fall. And David's saying, "I know you're going to help me, Lord. I know you're going to set my feet on a rock to stand." Amen? "I know you're going to lead me, Lord. You're going to show me which way to walk." He says, "I want to walk before you, God, in the light of the living." God wants you to walk this walk full of life today. Amen? If you don't exude the life of God, why will people want to get saved from our witness? Amen? Don't you know we know people need to see something in us as Christians today, right? They need to see the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. They need to see the peace of God in our life. Amen? They need to see that we have a reverence for God. Those are things that show people that we love God and we serve God today. Amen? David is pouring out his heart here. He's saying, "Lord, keep me from falling. Keep my feet from leading me astray so that I'll walk before you." I like the Amplified Bible. It says, "I walk before God in the light of life and of the living." God wants you to be walking in life today. Amen. Your walk should be a walk of life, not a walk of death today. Amen. Everything should show forth the light of God in our life, and that we're alive, we're well in the Lord today because of the Spirit of God. Amen. This is powerful, church. God wants to have this happen. Our feet need to be holy feet today. Amen. Yeah, you need to take a shower, you need to wash up, but your feet need to be holy, right? Meaning you need God to lead your feet in right paths every day. Amen. Right paths, Lord. The good steps, it says, "The steps of a good man or a good woman are ordered by the Lord." Amen. So our feet need to walk and take the right steps every day, because we want to walk this walk before God and have life. Have the presence of God in our life every day. Hallelujah. As I close here, let me again just remind you today that it's okay to cry sometimes. Amen? And I know that's not usually a guy thing today. Men usually don't like to cry, but it's okay. You know, if that has to happen, you feel that, it's okay to cry sometimes. Amen? Because God hears your cries because He's for you today. Hallelujah. God is for you. The question I ask and need to ask is to make sure, are you for God today? Amen? He says, I'm for you, but sometimes people walk away from God. People wander, like David was saying, wandering. The key is, we need to know this today. God is for us, and we need to be for Him today. Hallelujah. We can't go wrong if that happens in our life. Hallelujah. Are you blessed today, church? Amen. Would you stand with me? Hallelujah. That wasn't so bad, was it?